Thanks for joining the show, Dan. Now, you guys put out a vinyl box set of the first 10 years of Cut Copy Music this year, you know, with massive records like In Ghost Colors and Zonoscope in there. What's it been like to look back in that way on your music?
I mean, it's kind of been a new experience for us in a weird way, because I guess we've always just been looking forward to the next thing that we're going to do. It's, you know, I guess we maybe sort of haven't taken the time to savor a lot of the things that we've done or have happened in the past. So it was kind of nice to just almost be forced to look back and get a bit nostalgic in the process of putting together that box set. And I was doing the artwork as well, so sort of going through all my shoe boxes of old photos and set lists and weird, you know, bits of paraphernalia. So yeah, it's been a kind of cool experience. And I guess a lot of things that I'd forgotten about as well, like just, you know, I guess we've just done a lot of shows over the years and lots of tours and you know, some things kind of fade in your memory a little bit, but yeah, some really cool experiences that sort of popped out of that, that I was like, oh yeah, that's right, we did that place or that kind of gig, you know, like just a lot of things that yeah, it's sort of come back out of the archives.
Yeah, did you find it kind of inspiring looking forward for the band and I guess, you know, where you want to be in a few years from now? Is it kind of like, oh, we've come this far, and give you like a renewed perspective on the future?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's kind of crazy. Like, yeah, I guess just like I said, you know, you sort of forget a lot of the things that had happened. And I guess for us, we're probably almost a little bit harsh in that respect, where we're just constantly looking to the next thing rather than looking back. But in a weird way, looking at all the things that had happened sort of made me feel like, you know, kind of, wow, not everyone gets to do a lot of the things that we've done, particularly people starting bands and whatever. Like, you know, it's often a pretty short time period that, you know, in a band's lifespan for a lot of people. And we've been lucky enough to be going for almost a couple of decades now. So that in itself is crazy, you know, like in my mind, it feels like it's been, you know, maybe 5 years or something, but it's actually more like 20. So, you know, time flies, I guess. And sort of, you know, it sort of goes past quick. So yeah, I don't know. I think just sort of realizing all the amazing stuff we've done sort of just, I guess, kind of adds to the, maybe the aura of what we do, you know, internally and externally, sort of just, you know, makes it feel a little bit more special or something that I guess a lot of people at different points in time have connected to. So I guess for me, you know, in the, probably the largest thing that came out of it was kind of that, like just that our music would have meant a lot to people just in all different eras and different stages. So it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of a cool thing to make music and feel like, you know, you dip in and out of people's lives and it's sort of, you know, your music might be the soundtrack to like a summer, you know, for someone or even for like a few years. And it's kind of cool that you can sort of almost be part of people's lives in that way.
Yeah, for sure. It's amazing. And onto the music now. So, where some of the earlier albums you guys brought out were punctuated by big, you know, thumping, dancey tracks, Freeze, Melt, it felt a bit pared back and quite minimal. It's been a while now, but how much did your relocation to Copenhagen influence this?
Yeah, I mean, quite a lot, I'd say. I think probably just the mood of it is a little bit kind of darker, a little bit colder, and both of those things are probably adjectives I'd use to describe Copenhagen. And I think also just sort of going there and almost being, feeling a little bit like a fish out of water, like just this Australian guy that didn't really know that many people. So I was sort of just, you know, in this unfamiliar place, and you kind of, I don't know, you sort of like, it's like being on holiday where your senses are heightened a little bit, like you're in unfamiliar surroundings, you're kind of like soaking up everything around you. And so sort of musically, visually, everything I think probably filtered into making that record. It sort of was heading in a bit of that direction just through probably some of the stuff that I was listening to at the time, like a little bit more kind of mellow and sort of instrumental and electronic and kind of evolving sounds, more so than sort of, you know, little nugget-like pop songs. But yeah, I think it's sort of, you know, for us, each record, you know, we like the idea that each record that we make is kind of a different sort of patch of ground. Like, you know, we're not repeating ourselves. We're not sort of, you know, like you say, going back to making more sort of, you know, electro bangers or whatever you want to call it. It's sort of, I think, our tastes evolve, each time. And I think, once we've got like an idea of something different that might be a direction to kind of explore, like we just try and dive in as far as we can. So that's sort of what happened with this record. It sort of had that
Cool.
sort of icy vibe to it, and we sort of went on it all in on it.
Yeah, I love it. And you guys are currently working on some new music. Are you following on with that same kind of sound, or is there something different emerging?
It's a little bit different again. I mean, I think, yeah, the drums have returned to the music, so that
Cool.
might make a few people happy, but but it's but yeah, I guess a little bit more rhythmic, the stuff that we've been working on, and I guess it's still sort of taking shape, but there's sort of, I guess, elements of the Freeze Melt sound, but maybe not in quite such an ambient way. So yeah, I think it's again sort of evolved into something else. But then, yeah, hopefully it's something that is kind of like a new area for us to be exploring, and yeah, I don't want to sort of totally give the game away, sort of what it's sort of sounding like, but it's definitely heading in some interesting directions at this stage that are sort of different to stuff we've done before.
That's cool. And as a group, things have changed quite a bit. Some of you have young kids and you're not all living in the same place, but you still come together and tour a fair bit. What's it like, having the crew back together and you want to be on home soil? How does that feel?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, yeah, we obviously started out our musical journey, all being in Melbourne and touring around Australia, and I guess getting up to Sydney. Sydney was sort of like a second home for us. We were sort of up there probably every second weekend playing a show or DJing or whatever. So yeah, I think being back in Australia, sort of obviously it's got a nice sort of familiar feeling to it, but also just seeing the other guys, because like you said, yeah, two of the guys in Cut Copy live over in the States these days in different cities. So yeah, it's kind of nice when we get to tour, because it's almost like catching up with your mates
Yeah.
as much as it is like getting out there and playing shows. Like there's a bit of the, just sort of camaraderie and, feeling like you're on school camp or something.
Yeah, that's great. And you're in Sydney to play New Year's Eve in the park. It's been a while since you've played in Sydney. How does that feel? Are there any other plans as well for shows in the area while you're here? Maybe a little secret late night set?
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice. There's no sort of plans, no specific plans for that at this stage. We might, I mean, depending on closer to, we might be able to sort of tease something up, but obviously we're doing the New Year's in the park, and that's kind of the exclusive show at this stage. Obviously keep your ears open if we do manage to pull something together in and around that, on the DL, then we'll do it. But yeah, I think at this stage it's just the one show, and yeah, obviously be great to get back to Sydney and play. I think it's probably been sort of maybe 5 years
Yeah,
since,
wow.
or a number of years at least, since we've done a show in Sydney. So yeah, it feels like a little while, but we always love playing to Sydney crowds, and yeah, I guess as much as Melbourne, it felt like we sort of came up playing shows
Yeah.
in the Harbour City. So it's sort of yeah, it's nice to get back.
Cool. Well, looking forward to the show on New Year's Eve. I've got to say a big thanks, Dan, for joining Newfangled on 2SER.
My pleasure. Thank you.